It's the Podcast the News Show, where the editors of podcasternews.com share their insights on a wide range of podcasting topics.
This is Jen Thorpe, and you are listening to Podcaster News, episode number 10. This is part of my Women in Podcasting series that I do for Podcaster News, and I'm calling this episode Where to Find the Women, because before you can listen to women who are making podcasts, you have to find their show. You have to be able to locate their podcast. So what I'm going to do very briefly is talk you through where to find the women. If you scroll through the group of podcasts you have subscribed to, you may very well find that most of the podcasts you're listening to are done by men. You're going to find, in general, a lot of shows that are groups of men, all like 2, 3, 4 men on a podcast, or an individual male person who is doing a podcast by himself. And that's fine. That's great. I'm a big fan of podcasting. I think everyone should podcast. But my focus here is to point out that there's a lot of people who don't have any women in the podcasts they listen to. And there's a lot of reasons why. One, it's not super easy to find the women. We're just starting to get some resources out there that will help with that. And in the past, they weren't as prevalent, so you had to dig around. The other reason is that it's always good to broaden your horizons. And I guess that's kind of a pun now that I think about it. And if you're only listening to people of one gender, you're missing out on half the world. You know, you're missing out on a whole different viewpoint. So you really should try to broaden your horizons as much as you can. And I'm going to help you to do that today. So to begin, there is an excellent podcast directory over at She Podcasts. It's called She Podcasts Directory, and the entire directory is filled with women in podcasting. And I've scrolled through, I think every single show is just women and without any men, but I may be wrong about that. But that was my impression when I scrolled through it shortly before recording this episode. The podcast, the She Podcasts Directory is from, you know, the She Podcasts podcast, which is hosted by two great women, Elsie Escobar and Jessica Kupferman. And I have interviewed Elsie in an email interview in a previous blog over at Podcaster News. So you can check that out if you want to know more about her and what she does. So you can find the She Podcasts Directory at shepodcasts.com/directory. Pretty easy and simple and to the point. And it's simple to use, too. You can just scroll through, find what you're looking for. There's a variety of topics. I've gone through this a lot. There's topics on business. There's topics on women's health. The Maternity Leavers podcast done by Susie. I've interviewed her a while ago. I found her on She Podcasts. I would not have known about her show had I not scrolled through their directory. So it's well worth your time to go check that out and see what's over there and maybe find a few more podcasts you want to listen to and subscribe to. If you are a woman who podcasts, you can get your podcast on the listing, the directory at She Podcasts or the She Podcasts directory. You can just sign up. There's a very simple sign up sheet right there on the website. And that's going to put your podcast into a directory where it might get some more traffic, where women in podcasting, you know, can have their voices heard. It's all women there, you know. It's easy to stand out if it's all women. It's harder to stand out if it's a larger group. So if you're looking to find people who want to listen to women's voices and what they have to say, this is a good resource to put your podcast in as a woman who podcasts. There's another directory that's really good. It's not just women, it's women and men, and that's great too. And it's called the Internet Podcaster Database. IPDB is kind of based on like the Internet Movie Database concept vaguely, and it's run by Serena Travis, who I've also interviewed in an email interview previously over at Podcaster News. And as I said, it includes both women and men in podcasting. It's got a huge range of topics, and I think people are still able to sign up. You might want to check on that to see, but there's a lot of stuff there. And as I said, you can find women in podcasting there as well. That's over at ipdb.net. And that's a good source to look for different things. It's been going for a while and is adding more. Both of these directories are adding more podcasts as time goes on. So there's a plethora of stuff out there that will help you find the women so you can listen to their shows. Twitter, oddly enough, you know, you hear a lot of bad things about people complaining to each other on Twitter and questions about privacy and things like that. But for me, Twitter is an excellent resource for finding women in podcasting. The majority of the women that I've interviewed in the course of my experience over here at Podcaster News, I've connected with through Twitter. And before I started working with Podcaster News and writing and doing these little podcasts for you to hear, I also use Twitter a lot for podcasting. I don't know if everyone's doing this or if it's just me or if this is common knowledge, but if you're on Twitter and you've never thought about networking through Twitter, it's an excellent way to just get involved with people who are doing whatever you're doing. And in my case, that's podcasting. So what you do, it's very simple. I'm going to recommend that you create a list called podcasters or podcasts or something to that effect. And then every time something gets retweeted into your stream that's a podcast that sounds interesting to you, you can put it in that list. And obviously, you'll still have access to it, but it won't be clogging up your normal feed with your friends and family and people you talk to every single day, that kind of thing. But you'll still have access to it. So later on when you go, oh, wait, what was that podcast? Somebody retweeted it. I can't remember the name of the show. It was kind of about this topic. It'll be there for you. And that's the first start to, you know, finding more podcasts to listen to, which is always a great thing. In addition, if you're like me and you want to actually, you know, get involved and do projects with other podcasters, Twitter's a great resource for that. And it works great because, for example, here's what I do when I'm interested in interviewing a woman who podcasts who I haven't connected with before. Maybe she got retweeted into my stream and she mentioned her podcast or something like that. And I scrolled over and looked at her website and it looked great and sounded interesting. And the first thing I'll do is follow her on Twitter. Because in general, that's kind of what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to follow people you like or are interested in some way on Twitter. So that's real easy to do. And so I do that. And then at, you know, some point later when I'm ready to start gathering up women to interview, I will send out a tweet. If she's following me too, I can do a direct message. If not, I'll do a public tweet saying, hey, I do interviewing. I'm interviewing women in podcasting for Podcaster News, and would you be interested in being interviewed? And then we can take things from there. And I've gotten, you know, connections, conversation connections through just DMs, sometimes just publicly. It usually goes to email. That's a lot easier to, you know, you can't have a huge conversation on Twitter. It is limited, you know, 140 characters or whatever the amount is. But you can take it to email from there, and that works out great. And it's a good way to just get in touch with more podcasters and get involved with more women in podcasting and network and support everybody, you know, because I think that's a huge thing out there. And some of the women I've interviewed have noted this, that women in podcasting are really supportive of each other. And I think that's awesome because you do need to, like, you know, lift up everybody. I mean, we are a smaller group, or, you know, we're not getting as much attention. Maybe we're the same. Maybe there's the same amount of women podcasting as men, but we're just not getting as noticed as much. And, you know, I'm trying to help change that a little bit here. But if you are a woman in podcasting and you just want to know more women who are doing the same thing you're doing, get in touch with people on Twitter. Everybody that I've contacted has been extremely polite, extraordinarily nice, willing to help, interested in finding out, you know, hey, what are these interviews? What are you asking? What do you do? You know, they're curious about what I'm doing. They're happy. I've never had anyone be mean to me ever through this when I've asked women to, you know, be interviewed for Podcaster News. Everyone's been nice. Even a few have turned me down for various reasons. I had someone turn me down because their show had gone into hiatus and I had no idea. And that's fair. That's a reasonable, you know, reason to say perhaps I shouldn't promote my show that's now gone into hiatus and may not come back, or might, but don't know when. And that's reasonable. I totally understand. And everyone's been polite and nice and wonderful. And I think this is one of the things that kind of surprised me when I started doing this is I had no idea what kind of response I would get when I just, you know, started asking women who podcast to get involved and get interviewed and have their show over at Podcaster News and let them have their say about what it's like to do a podcast as a woman, advice they have for other women and all of this. It's been really good. So if you are someone who is a woman who just started podcasting and you want a network and you want a group you can ask questions to, like technical matters, you know, what kind of microphone would you suggest? Or I'm having this particular problem with this editing software. What can I do to change that? Or I want to, you know, put together a podcast with a lot of women's voices. who can I talk to and how do I get a hold of them? There's so many women out there that podcast that would be willing to help and advise and point you towards resources that you might not know about, such as what I'm trying to do today. So I guess that's where I'm pretty much going with this. There are, of course, other, you know, social media out there beyond Twitter. I primarily use Twitter because it's concise and it makes you really get to the point. And I like that a lot better. If that's not your thing, you can probably do something similar through other forms of social media, you know, such as Facebook. I know there's a podcasting group or probably many on Facebook. I'm not on it, so I can't point you towards specifics, but I'm sure it's out there. And I highly recommend everybody get involved with that. And, it tends to work out pretty well. In the past, I've gotten involved with other podcasters, both men and women, to do projects through Twitter. It all started through Twitter. And, you know, it's a great way to say, like I said a second ago, I need help with this project. I need podcasters, you know, who's available. Or, you know, I'm checking my live stream. Could someone just jump in and look for a minute and then tweet back if it looks like it's live, or, you know, things like that. And it works out well. I would not have expected Twitter to be the means to what I do today here at Podcaster News, but it definitely is. So you can do that too. It's really easy. It's not incredibly time consuming to use Twitter. You can easily, like I said, make yourself that list of podcasts or podcasters, if you prefer, whatever you want to call it that makes sense to you. But you should know, if you add someone to a list on Twitter, they can see they've been added to a list. So be aware of that before you make a really crazy title for that list so people don't get confused as to what on earth you're trying to do or trying to say about them. And I think that's where I'm pretty much going to stop for now with this episode. So if you're interested in finding out more about the She Podcast Directory or the IPDB Directory of Podcasts, I will put links into the show notes. You can easily just click on over there and go find the women in podcasting. Open up your world to more people with more diverse views. It's always a good thing to do. And that's pretty much going to wrap up the show. So you have been listening to Podcaster News episode number 10. This is Jen Thorpe. This is part of my Women in Podcasting series. And this one's about where to find the women. Because as I said, it's impossible to listen to someone's podcast if you haven't found it yet. So this will give you the opportunity to find more on so many different topics that are out there. You can find Podcaster News at podcasternews.com and check out all the good stuff that's over there. And on Twitter, as I said, I love Twitter. You can follow us at Podcasting News. See you next time.